everybody, and welcome to our podcast. My name is Lauren Albrecht, and I'm here with Matt Steve, Sam Troy, and Michaela Weston. We're going to be talking all about asthma. So we'll be discussing a range of different topics surrounding the health issue, including what it is, signs and symptoms, asthma attacks, medications, and some other commonly asked questions. So before we get started, we'd like to advise listeners that we will be also discussing some of our own personal experiences with asthma. And if this podcast raises any concerns for you, please contact your GP. We would also like to pay our respects to the Wadawurrung people of the Kulin Nations of where this recording is taking place, and pay our respects to Aboriginal elders past, present, and future.
Right, so statistically, 11% of Australians suffer from asthma. Sam and Matt here today, you are both part of this 11%. Are you able to tell us about asthma and how it affected your life?
G'day guys. Asthma is a chronic or long-term inflammation of the lining of the airways of the lungs, which makes these airways contract easily. As a result, a person with asthma can experience difficulty breathing and often requires long-term treatment to control this inflammation. For as long as I can remember, I've had asthma. Over the years, I've learned to self-manage my asthma and understand what may trigger my asthma so I can treat the condition as best as possible. I remember when I was younger, I would often require using a nebulizer, which changes the asthma medication from a liquid to a mist, making it more easily inhaled into the lungs. As I grew up, I was prescribed Ventolin, a common inhaler seen in a small tube encased in a blue-green casing, which you may see others using from time to time. Over the years, I have come to realize that my asthma is triggered predominantly by exercise and by the climate, mostly the cold air. To treat my asthma symptoms appropriately, I would inhale Ventolin prior to starting exercise, especially football training, where exercising on cold nights would tend to be a common trigger of my asthma. In recent years, however, I have switched to using Symbicort, which contains a mixture of two different medications, one in which for motor oil is a long-lasting medication. This inhaler only requires taking 2 to 3 puffs of it prior to exercise or entering cold climates.
All right, so similar to Matt, I've had asthma since I was around 5 and have had to manage it ever since. I started off just by taking Ventolin to treat my condition, but I spent way too many nights hooked up to a nebulizer to give me some relief. I then tried Flixitide, which is a preventer inhaler that uses corticosteroids to try and give me some longer lasting relief. And this method worked for a very long time, but when I got into my late teens, it started to lose its effectiveness. Quite often, I would need to use my Ventolin a lot when I went outside or exercised. In 2014, I suffered my first asthma attack since I was a child. This was due to me not managing my asthma properly and not having any medication on hand. I drove myself to hospital in the middle of the night where they hooked me up to a nebulizer and there was instant relief. 2 years later, on my first placement, I was in the exact same situation. I'd run out of medication and suffered another attack. I drove to the Lawn Hospital at night and they gave me a new Ventolin to give me relief. In recent years, I've made the switch to Seretide, or the Purple Puffer. Seretide works as a 2-in-1 inhaler that includes the active ingredients of Flixitide and a symptom controller inhaler. Ever since then, my asthma has been the best it's ever been and I rarely feel any symptoms.
So overall, asthma can be a pretty scary illness, particularly if you suffer from it severely.
But if you've heard Matt and Sam, there are ways to manage it. You just need to be aware how and what to do.
So if you think you or a peer might suffer from asthma, or you do have asthma yourself, some signs and symptoms to look out for would include severe wheezing and breathing, continuous coughing, quick breathing, tightness or a pressure feeling in the chest, trouble talking, clammy and pale face, blue tinge to the lips or fingernails, and worsening conditions despite medication use can also indicate that an asthma attack is coming on.
And it's also really important that there are a lot of people who know how to respond to an asthma attack. So the main steps involving when responding are sit the person comfortably upright, give 4 puffs of an inhaler, wait 4 minutes, and if the sufferer still cannot breathe properly, call an ambulance, then keep giving the reliever until an ambulance arrives.
It's also very important to realise that different types of medication should be given to different people depending on the severity of their asthma. So the sufferer should talk to a GP and explain their symptoms so the GP can provide them with the best medication, or can also talk to a specialist about this.
So what types of medication are available?
Well, Michaela, there are many different types of medications. There are preventive medications which include Flixetide, which contains a corticosteroid which is produced in the adrenal glands, which helps prevent asthma attacks and wheezing. This can also help airway cells repair and return to normal by reducing airway inflammation, sensitivity, and reducing excess mucus. Possible side effects though of this medication include a sore throat, hoarse voice, and or oral thrush. And GPs generally say to when using this puffer, just rinse your mouth out with some water. A combination preventer is another type of medication which includes 2 medications, 1 an inhaled steroid and 1 is a long-lasting reliever. So some medications that have this are Seretide, as Sam spoke about before, and Symbicort. Again, a possible short-time side effect of using these is a sore throat. And again, it's suggested to use some water to wash out your mouth. And then there are some reliever medications which are most commonly used. There's Asthmol, Ventolin, as we've spoken about, is in that blue-green puffer container. Aramir and a bronchodilator used to treat or prevent bronchospasms in people with asthma.
So in other words, different types of medications can be used, but that doesn't mean there is different types of asthma. This is because asthma overall is characterized by long-term inflammation, an increase in mucus and twitchy airways, and anyone with asthma will have these symptoms. But asthma can be called different names according to how it develops in an individual person.
So touching on some of these names that could be included are bronchial asthma, childhood asthma, adult onset asthma, occupational asthma, allergic asthma, non-allergic asthma, mild asthma, moderate asthma, severe asthma, intermittent asthma, persistent asthma, silent asthma, fragile asthma, or coughing asthma.
So basically this means that asthma and the way it presents itself can be different for everyone?
Yeah, Michaela, some people may suffer severely and have to use medication on a regular basis, while others might only have to use it during physical exercises, for example.
So my brother had asthma when he was younger and he is now 18, but he hasn't had any signs or symptoms for many years now. Does that mean that children can outgrow asthma?
Unfortunately, Lauren, because this disease is not curable, it's something that the sufferer will have to manage for their whole life. In saying that though, some sufferers may experience long periods of time when no symptoms may occur, particularly in adolescents. So this is possibly what your brother has experienced, and the symptoms might start returning now that he has started to reach adulthood.
And there are a range of different things that might bring on asthma symptoms for people too.
Yeah, so things such as illnesses, such as colds, the flu and other respiratory infections, smoking, including secondhand smoking, different allergies, exercise, weather, crying or stress in general due to possible irregular breathing.
So in summary, asthma is a long-term condition, an illness that affects people in many different ways. However, it is manageable. And if more people are aware of how to treat sufferers and what they can do during an attack, the risk of any harm to a sufferer will be greatly minimized. We hope this podcast has helped you understand more about asthma. And if you have any questions, please give us a call or you can email us using the information provided on our website. Thanks for listening.
Bye.